This is Dave Gagmount. Here is the original recording of me, along with Dean Wheeler, rolling out the Gagmount Spa. And we're going to hear more about the Gagmount Spa in the days and the weeks to come. Don't you worry about it.
Yes, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And today, Phil has on tap Dean Wheeler, a gentleman we haven't talked to in a while.
Dean Wheeler, who runs Wheeler Resorts, as well as the Man Camp up there, and he also has the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean will be talking about a brand new spa that they've installed there.
That's right. Dean Wheeler will be on to talk about a spa, and then the Dooleys are on their way to Butner.
To Lake Butner.
Yeah, well, it's Butner Lake, but
they're going to Loch Butner. Whatever. Thank you very much, guys. This is Phil Henry. My understanding is the Dooleys are going to Butner Lake.
Yeah, but it's called, isn't it called Lake Butner?
No, it's called Butner Freakin' Lake, Jack.
Okay, Butner Freakin' Lake.
Right, but they called, what's this Loch Butner? That's what old man Butner called it when they first rolled into California, right, Phil?
Something about how when somebody asked, are we at the lake yet? He said, no, but near.
And he thought, well, I mean, his name was Butner anyway, right?
Well, there's the Goblin family that I know about.
There's the Goblin, and there is that stretch of beach that the Dooleys lived on before their cabin burned down called the Gooblin.
Yeah, and there's a picture of the, what is it, Steve's mother?
Yeah, there's a picture of Steve's mother belly flopping into the Gooblin. You know, man.
Well, look at Phil, you created this weird world, man. I'm just living it, Jack.
Right. That is the truth.
All right, well, I'm sorry. Yes, there is. If you go to the Bobby Dooley Twitter account at twitter.com/real. No, it's Bobby Dooley, right?
Yeah, Bobby. Real. It's not real Bobby Dooley. You're
the real Phil Henry.
Right. It's if you go to. Never mind. If you go to Twitter, twitter.com/Bobby Dooley, BOBBIEDOOLEY, I believe there's a GIF there showing Steve's mom belly flopping into the Gooblin at Loch Butner.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
Now, on the show, we do have Dean.
Yeah, we got Mr. Wheeler on a line from the beautiful Wheeler Resorts up there in Northern California. Going to get him on the line here. And this is Bud Dickman. Mr. Wheeler, how are you?
Hi, Bud. It's been a long time. Haven't talked to you in quite some time. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Dean, how are you? No, we have not talked to you. Although I know that from time to time we've checked in up there at the Little Shrimp, which is where Emeralda sings.
Yeah, you have, and I generally get pretty busy at the Little Shrimp. When it comes to Emeralda's singing career, what can I tell you? It's all-consuming.
How is she doing?
She's doing fine. She's doing fine. You know, I think there's going to, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to make a decision about her singing career because just it ain't making it. So,
well, we don't want to bum you out, Dean.
Well, you kind of did by bringing it up.
I apologize, Dean. I shouldn't have brought it up.
You know, when I think about Emeralda's singing career, boy, can I jump in here? You know what? I do. Hold on for a minute, Dave. I want to introduce Dave Gagmount. He's a
What is the gentleman's name?
Dave Gagmount. Dave.
Dave Gagmount, Phil, and it's an honor to meet you because when I first developed the idea for the Gagmount Spa, it was after listening to your show.
This is interesting, Phil.
It was after listening to your show and hearing people in the bathtub and the relaxation that they got from bathing. And that's when I came up with the idea for the Gagmount Spa. And Dean is an old friend of mine. We go back many years in both California when we were back in New Jersey and our wives knew each other.
I think we can be honest. I think Dave and I were at one time incarcerated together, Phil, in Northern California.
I didn't want to have to get into that.
No.
Well, it's true. We were cellmates. We were cellmates.
And not that that's indicative of anything, but you know, Phil, that I had problems with drugs and domestic violence. And
we know all of that, Dean. We don't have to talk about that.
Well, I want to come clean because Dave was my cellmate. I met him out in the yard. And
all right, we don't have to talk about your, excuse me for saying, Dean, your jailbird experiences. Nonetheless.
Well, yes, it was a jailbird. I mean, yeah, we are. not jailbirds no more. You know, I designed spas. Dean owns the Wheeler Resort, but he wanted to just give you the background on account of how we met.
That's all I wanted to do, just give you some background.
All right, Dean Wheeler with me, along with Dave Gagmount, sir. Is that your name?
Yes, sir, it is, Mr. Henry. G-A-G-M-O-U-N-T. Dave Gagmount. And the Gagmount Spa is here to stay.
All right, so tell me, Dean, I know that we wanted to have you on the program to talk about new things, new innovations at Wheeler Resort. The summer is upon us. Summertime in California is a beautiful thing.
Let me tell you, Phil, the weather's going to be beautiful here in Northern California, where you've got all cylinders pumping, if you will. Yoga, once again, will be offered in the Western Cliffs. We have the yoga classes. We have all of our massages and day spas massages and the exfoliations and all of the, Dave.
Yeah, all that stuff I'm not familiar with, but the massage.
Massage.
Okay. You say tomato, I say tomato. It's a way that we haven't had an agreement, but it's called a massage, right?
It's massage, but if you want to call it massage.
Yeah. And what the Dave Gagmount Spa does is it adds a little something to the overall atmosphere here at Wheeler Resort.
And you're in the restaurant tonight, Dean?
We are, Phil. We're in Emeralda's Cove is the name of our restaurant here at Wheeler Resort, and we have a selection of fine wines.
So you do serve alcohol, even though it is kind of a health farm.
Well, it's a health farm to a degree. We have our spas. We have the sauna and the massages. Boy, I'm talking like you now.
Yeah, I told you it grows on you, doesn't it?
We have the massages and the Dave Gagmount Spa, which we'll be putting in. And we certainly have all of our other hot tubs and our mineral pool. But you know what? There's nothing wrong, Phil, with for dinner, having a cocktail or having one of our fine wines, which are made. The wines themselves are interesting. They are fermented fruit, yes, and they're made with what we call a sharp vinaigrette. And that is a vinaigrette that caused some controversy, but we found it to be helpful. It is the very, very, very light ingredient, not much at all, of urine.
Of urine?
What is that?
Yeah, hold on.
No, you got to listen to this, Phil. I didn't believe in it either until Dean had served it to me.
It is a very light urine from our yoga teacher, Mrs. Browser. Believe me, she only eats apples and drinks pure water. And
how can you serve that man with a health code?
All right, Phil, I'm sorry I brought it up. Never mind.
You have to ask for it, Phil. They don't just serve it.
Exactly, okay? You think I'm just going to give you urine wine? Yeah, this is. I warned you about this, Dave, didn't I?
Well, you said that they have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, but they have a lot of fun at other people's expense.
Wait, hold on. I just want to be clear. I will tell you right now, I would report that to the health department.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? If people ask for it...
Yes, if you ask for it, if you willingly drink Mrs. Browser's urine... If you willingly drink Mrs. Browser's urine... There's no violation of no health code.
All right, well, I can't believe that, Dean. That's...
Let me just ask a quick question. Are you here to break my balls yet again, or do you want to hear what I've got?
No, I'm not here to break your balls.
Well, can I say, I came on your program for the first time in many months.
I just wanted to say thank you for clarifying that, you have to ask for it.
If not, they're not about to serve you Mrs. Browser's urine wine. They're not about to serve you Mrs. Browser's urine wine unless you ask for it, Mr. Henry. Get a clue. Jesus.
But I told you, Dave, about these people, that they have a wonderful show and Phil's a great guy, but whenever they can unload, whenever they can unzip, whenever they can unzip, and perform the Gagmount exaltation and excitation and relieve themselves all over you, they'll do that.
All right, would you like us to hang up?
No, I would not.
Well, Mr. Henry, look, I know that Dean should have warned you And you know, that's not a bad segue. Okay, let's just forget about what was said here. Okay, I know that they should have been warned.
They know that we offer an awful lot here at Wheeler Resort, Mr. Hendry, and Mrs. Browser's urine is something you have to request. We don't just stick it in front of you and go, have fun. Are you kidding me or something?
No, all right, I didn't think you would do that, but I have to be clear.
I still think it sounds absolutely macabre and gross.
And that is your right, Ms. Gray.
Ms. Gray.
Well, Margaret, it's hard for me to think of you as a friend when you're sitting here taking these shots at a very hard-earned and a hard-working, a hard-earned reputation of quality and a hard-working staff. So I'm not at all saying, and I never should have brought it up.
Yeah, that's the mistake you made, bringing up Mrs. Browser's urine wine. Can I move on, Mr. Hendry?
All right, what do you got? The Gagmount Spa.
This is the Dave Gagmount Spa, excitation and exhalation. This is exactly what we are about at Gagmount Spas. And when we say it is excitation and exhalation, I would say, Mr. Hendry, that when this was something that was inspired by listening to a great many of your guests at times exulting and exhaling in a very satisfied way in the tub.
I told you about this, Phil. When Dave was listening to your show, I think he heard one or two of your guests in the tub getting into the warming waters and going, yeah, you know.
Well, that was something that Phil hates. I just think it sounds grotesque.
And I would agree with you, Mr. Hendry. But in the Dave Gagmount Excitation and Exaltation Spa, when you get in, we use this as a selling point. And Gracie...
Hi, Mr. Hendry. I'm Gracie Brown, and what we say is, for the Gagmount Spa, you are excited and you exhale. So when you get into the Gagmount Spa, you go, yeah. And
that doesn't sound as bad as listening to some of these men grunt it out.
Yeah, exactly. But that is the signature sound of the Gagmount Spa.
Now let me talk to you. Thank you very much, Grace. So that's the signature is the Gagmount Spa, excitation and exaltation. That's going to be our signature sound. I thank you for that, Mr. Hendry. I thank you for that. Gagmount Spas will be known far and wide. The Gagmount Spa. Okay, so if I were you, I wouldn't be the least bit troubled by that.
I think Phil feels that it sounds a bit gross.
Yeah, well, I think if you're thinking of it, Phil, in terms of some kind of carnal release...
No. That's not what we're saying at all.
No, I understand that. You're talking about the relaxing waters of the Wheeler Resort Spas.
And that's it, Phil. We are parked on a mineral spring here at Wheeler Resort, just outside of Novato, California. No, actually, further to the west of Novato, on the cliffs of beautiful Wheeler Beach. And it's not really called, it's a state park, but I like to call it Wheeler Beach. We overlook the water here on the cliffs where we do our yoga and we do the various asanas, what we call nosing in. That is the asana that we greet the morning sun with, where we bend completely over and our noses, our faces, touch the reproductive area, and we get it right up in there, and then we love to meet over at, now we're going to be meeting over at the Dave Gagmount Spa, and Dave, take it away.
Meet over at the Gagmount Spa, and as you get in, you go, what do you think?
What did I tell you, huh? I warned you, didn't I?
Well, I had no idea.
Phil has a habit of laughing. I apologize, Mr. Gagmount.
Well, what are you? Are you laughing at me, Mr. Hendry?
No, sir, I'm not. I have to tell you.
But somebody else.
I'll do it. Mr. Gagmount, this is General...
My name is Gagmount, not Gagmet. Not Gagmet.
I said, I'm sorry, Gagmount. This is General Galen Shaw, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very fine, thank you.
Well, Phil is tends to find humor in a lot of different things. So you are...
Well, what is he finding humor in? I'm talking about healing broken bodies, healing broken minds and spirits. And sitting in the Gagmount Spa, when you drop down into it, and the first thing that hits the water is the bareness of the back of the legs and the bare the bare, you know, the bareness of your back, of your backside. You feel, if you're a man, yes, you feel your genitals drop into that comfortably warm water, and all you can do is go, ah. And that will be the signature. So when you see the ad, Dave Gagmount Spas, ah, you'll see it.
Well, forgive me, you're going to spell it A-A?
No, you know, that's all right. You spell it out. Dave Gagmount Spas, A-A-A-A-H-H-H, exclamation point. And I thank Mr. Henry for that.
I want to apologize, sir. I was laughing. It sounded a little humorous to me.
Well, now, I can assure you I have sunk every dollar that I have into this enterprise, so there's nothing funny about it to me. I stand to lose everything. If the Gagmount Spa goes under, if we can't make a go of this business, and I thank God every morning that I wake up for this man, Dean Wheeler, for taking a shot and ordering the Gagmount franchise for Wheeler Resorts.
We think it's going to be good for us, Phil. We are excited about it, and we hope you are too.
I, sir, congratulations on your business. The Gagmount Spa sounds like it could be a great thing. I'm looking forward to going up to Wheeler Resort. I do it every year.
Well, your room, Phil, is ready. We call it the Henry Cabin, and it's right over there, room 623, right off of Wheeler Cliffs. And you're in the east end of our yoga field, so that when you get up in the morning, Phil, and you go to the window and you look out at the beautiful Pacific Ocean, you'll also see our yoga classes doing the various asanas, the nose up, you know.
Right, and okay.
What's wrong with that? I could tell you, Phil, it sometimes is jarring to wake up in the morning and you see some man who has his nose in his wife's anus.
All right, I don't want to talk about this. It sounds like it's starting to veer into things that are absolutely ridiculous.
All right, I'm very sorry, Ms. Gray. I didn't mean to. Let's stick with the...
Stick with the Gagmount Spa. So, this is an innovation. Now, I know that Dean has had Wheeler Resort there at the Springs for many years. How long have you been at Wheeler Resort, Dean?
We started Wheeler Resort back in 2012. It was an offshoot of our Northern California Holistic Center. And I can tell you it has been worth every dime that we have sunk into the place. And we've continually improved. We've continually improved the day spa, where you can get this, as Dave calls them, massages. And well, I like to call them massages because that's it. Hold on for a minute. I thought, is there a band playing?
We're going to have a band cranking up here in a minute. Rick Carrington and Wombat Six is entertaining over here in the Emerald Cove.
What is the guy's name?
Rick Pennerton and the Wombat Six.
All right, I've never heard of them. I'm not really into that kind of music, but I thought I heard the band cranking up.
All right, anyway, getting back to the Dave Gagmount Spa. So this is now installed.
We have four of them, right, Dean?
We have four. We have three. One of them was leaking.
What do you mean it was leaking?
There's water running everywhere. And so I don't know, maybe the someone got into it last night and it was empty, because I was waiting for the very familiar, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear it, so I went over, and there's a guy standing there naked with a towel saying there's no water in it. And I said, so...
All right, well, we're going to have to fix that, but that's Dean mentioned when you walk by the Gagmount Spas there in the mineral pool area of Wheeler Resort, Mr. Henry, you will hear people getting in. Dave Gagmount Spas, you know. So
I got you. It sounds... Well, congratulations again on your business, sir, and we're looking forward to it coming up there this summer.
Phil, I would like to personally invite you to use the Gagmount Spa. Remember, excitation and exhalation. The Gagmount Spa.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Phil. And if you want, Amarella's about to crank it up here.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. That was the music that I thought I heard.
Well, I'd love to hear her sing.
We're going to the Emerald Cove. Here she is now.
All right.
Emeralda Wheeler, Phil, get up here and sing for us.
Outstanding.
Yeah, baby.
How'd you do that? Hey, I just want people... Hi, I'm Dave Gagmount.
Yeah. Can you listen to my wife singing, please?
Yeah, sorry.
You're just like a... Now, keep your eye on the horn player. Hey, hold on for a minute.
Hey, Terry, the horn player, if I see that bell pointing at her ass.
All right, we're going to, Phil, can we? Hold on, let's have some respect. And
are you there, Phil?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
He's worried about this horn player blowing his horn at her ass.
That's the,
What'd you say, Phil?
Nothing.
Yeah. You know, hi, Dean Gagman. I think it'd be great, Dean. Shut up. Who are you telling to shut up? I'm sorry. Oh, God damn it, he's doing it again. Hold on, Dean. As soon as he does the horn break, I should go, what? Now hold on for a minute. Hey, he's pointing that horn right at her ass.
Dean, I'm going to let you go, man.
What a freak show.
But I have to tell you, I think her voice has gotten much richer, more resonant.
Are you kidding me? That voice hasn't changed one bit.
Yeah, it was great. It's the same song.
It may be the same song, but I believe her voice is richer, more resonant, just la-ha-ha-ha.
By the way, I heard people really, I mean ripping us, a brand new one for that version of I'm Only Human.
I beg your pardon?
I thought I saw a really good review of it.
No, people said it sounded like just, somebody said it sounded like, you know, warmed over you-know-what.
Well, that's too bad. They don't know what good singing is. I thought it was a lovely rendition. I'm only human.
All right, okay, God.
Bud, watch it. Otherwise, you'll be yet another satellite up there in the darkened skies of night, and we'll see a blinking light go by. There's Bud.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me orbiting the entire planet.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much. The Wheelers are, excuse me, not the Wheelers, the Dooleys are coming up next, and they're on their way to,
They're on their way to Loch Butner.
Lake, Butner Lake.
That's it, Butner Lake. It's the 1st of June, the traditional day that they go up to Butner Lake, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on the world famous Phil Henry. We stuck at the line open there, Bud.
Yeah. Hey, Dean. Dean.
That horn player. Knock that shit off.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. That's fine.
Hey, everyone. This is Ward Nuxley reminding you that a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show is less than $10 one month if you get it for the one month, or it's under $7 a month if you get it for a whole year. In other words, it averages out to less than $7 a month. I probably didn't say that good. I'm Wayne Nuxley, reminding you that with a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website, you get 50,000 plus hours of some of the greatest material ever heard in the history of God and man on this or any other planet. And that's saying something, in my opinion. Yes, this is Wynn Nuxley reminding you a backstage pass for less than $10 for a month subscription or less than $7 a month averaged out over a year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this is Dave Gagmount reminding you, when you get a Phil Henry Show subscription, it's almost as good as the Dave Gagmount Spa.
PhilHenryShow.com.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Don't forget that all-important Backstage Pass subscription for less than $10 a month or less than $7 a month.
I know, averaged out over...
Yeah, averaged out over a year.
That's right, Margaret.
Well, how long are you to keep milking that angle, Phil? Come up with something else.
Hey, I'm going to milk that angle for as long as it can be milked.
Fine. Huh?
Anyway, we got the Dooleys.
Yeah, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line from... they're on the way to Butner Lake. And Ms. Dooley, how are you doing? It's Bud Dickman.
Well, I'm fine, but I assume that I'm going to be talking to Mr. Henry, right?
I'm here, Bobby.
Okay. Not that I mind talking to you, Bud. I'd love to talk to you. I think you're a wonderful young man, but you don't think for...
You know, Bobby, you talk to all of us, as Phil has said.
Right. This is a panel show, Bobby.
All right. Fine.
My wife, you understand, she's a president of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, so she's a president of the Homeowners Association. I mean, she's not going to talk to me?
I'm just saying, Bud, that I'm used to talking to the host of the show. So, in other words...
Bobby, I'm here. I'm the host of the show. You can talk to me.
Fine. But would you bring me on...
I can hang up, too.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
You understand? We make ourselves available. We're on our way up for a vacation at Butner Lake, okay?
Going up here to relax... And I don't need to have you up my ass.
All right, Bobby, we're sorry. Apologize, Phil.
Sorry, Bobby. I should have talked to you first, not Bud.
You don't want to talk to me. Why? On account I might ask intelligent questions and embarrass you?
I don't think so, okay? I just simply am saying... oh, God. Pull over, Steve. I got a...
What happened? What, did you get sick?
I just got sick. I got sick in this Wendy's bag. God. Mom, sorry. It's nothing. This upset, the windy road going up to Butner Lake, and then having to talk to Dickman, and not you...
Are you telling me that made you vomit?
What made me? Just the way you're driving, Steve. So, we're on our way to Butner Lake, Phil, and I understand that there's some confusion about Luck Butner.
Right, and I thought that the confusion of Luck Butner was that... it's not called Luck Butner.
No, it was called colloquially Luck Butner when Old Man Goblin was first driving here with his family to establish what was originally called Goblinville, but eventually became the town of Butner Lake. The young people in the car said, "Are we there yet?" And he said, "No, but near." And that stuck for about a half an hour or however long, and they called it Luck Butner. And so I hope we've finally put that one to bed. Let's hold on for a minute.
Bobby, you don't sound well.
Well, my stomach's been up since I got into an argument last night with Rick Dugan of Hill at our Homeowners Association meeting. Steve was cutting the topiaries in front of our house in the shape, Steve?
Well, I put them in the shape of my wife has very high rear end, and people were saying they didn't like the topiaries of her boobs. And
my breasts.
Okay, of her breasts, you know.
Don't mock me.
All right, but I started cutting topiaries of her high rear end, not nude, but in a bikini panty. Okay. And
wait. You cut a topiary in the shape of your wife's high rear end in a panty.
In panties, yeah, two panties.
It's not just one panty. It's two panties.
Whatever one panty looks like.
It would be one half of the pants of the panty.
You know it is plural, Mr. Henry. God damn.
I know these people don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it. So you're doing new topiaries now, Steve, of Bobby's high rear end.
That's right. And a lot of people think it's tasteless, including yourself, Mr. Hendry. But I can tell you, as a Homeowners Association president, and I think as a woman who is an example to a lot of the young gals here, and a lot of the young wives and a lot of the young mothers here at Western States, I think I do serve as an example of what they can look like and what physically, the physical shape they could be in. So when Steve cut the topiary, showing the elevation of the rear end in a panty. You know, it doesn't have my name on it or anything.
It's right in front of our house because people complained about the breasts.
I can understand people complaining about the topiaries of your breasts, Bobby, because obviously that's not suitable for a family.
No, hold on for just a minute. We live on Rutger Hill, just the highest hill in the Magnolia Phase. So in order for you to see those topiaries that were of my boobs, what we called colloquially the Bobby Booby Booby area. You had to get up that hill. Now you could drive up the hill, make a special trip to see the Bobby Booby Booby area, or you could walk it. Most of the fat slobs...
There are a lot of fat slobs around here, but they're not going to make it.
What about the kids?
Kids have to ride their bikes. They're not going to come up the hill. And as I said, this is the official, we call it colloquially, the Bobby Booby Booby area. For the president of the Western States Homeowners Association, me, Bobby Dooley.
All right, well, I hate to think of what you now call the high rear end topiaries.
They're called Bobby's Butt Bush. And we,
I don't like that name at all, Steve.
Well, you said you liked it when I first named it.
I understand that. The Bobby Butt Bush is what we're calling it, as you know, for now, but we'll give it a different name.
Bobby, what's the, all of the, what I consider to be rather narcissistic compulsion with your boobs and your butt and your high rear end?
Narcissistic? Oh, my God.
Do you even know what that means?
Do you even know what that means? Did you just hear your voice?
Do you know what that means?
I know it's not good.
Yeah, it means when she's all stuck up and think she's special.
Yeah, pretty much. And your obsession with your high rear end and your example to young ladies and the Bobby Boobieri.
See, there he goes. He's laughing. That's why I'll never take you seriously, Mr. Henry, because I know you're laughing. And now I have to pull rank and address you as the president of the Homeowners Association. This, then, is Badu signing off.
Yeah, Badu is Badu Smoke.
Okay, Badu. Have fun up there at the lake.
You know something, Phil? We've been together on your show for many years. You've done a lot of good for the Western Estates Homeowners Association. It's too bad that you have to turn into an asshole for the...
How does she do that?
We went butch.
I know she went butch.
Why would you... You know what I'd like to call? Get her back on the line.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Ms. Dooley, yeah. Margaret.
Talking to Margaret.
Yes, you are talking to me. You are hereby bounced from this show for 60 days.
Wait a minute, Margaret. It's the Butner summer.
How dare you? Yes, it is Butner summer, and Mr. Henry wants to hear from me. And if he wants to look at my...
I'm sorry, I had to hang up on her.
All right, it is the Butner summer. We have to talk to them. However, you're right. That was unacceptable, but get her back on the line.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Yeah, Mr. Henry. Yeah, because you yelled.
I'm sorry for yelling the word that I yelled.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Well, I've got more to say.
So the Dooleys on their way to Butner Lake. Have a good, good time.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
I'm Margaret Gray, and don't forget...
Don't forget what?
That Butner summer.
It's going to be a Butner summer, all right. Gonna have to keep those people under control, though.
I'll be on the line reminding them.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks a lot. It's a Butner summer at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, a Butner summer, yeah.
Shit.
Hey, Dave Gagmount here.
iHeart Podcast.